Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
James Bond, Jr. Hello? Is that Elsie Goldfinger, the crew who kidnapped the jelly babies? This is Secret Agent James Clitheroe. My number's 007, and your number's up. Listen, pudding face. You know you were bragging that your dad was taking you to see James Bond in Goldfinger tonight? Well, I'm going as well. My mum's taking me.
Jerry, are you still on that phone?
I'm talking to Ozzy.
Look, I want to use that phone, and I'm in a hurry.
I was here first. Listen, Ozzy. You'll be scared to death tonight. There's fighting, shooting, knifing, screaming. And that's only the newsreel.
Jimmy, I want to use the phone. I want to ring Alfie before he leaves home.
I'll have to go, Ozzy. Alfie's leaving home.
Give me that phone!
Oh, all right, keep your curlers in. I'll see the pictures tonight, Ozzy. Get off!
Well, get out of my way, you delinquent. You need a good hiding. You make me sick with your cheek.
You make me sick with your cooking.
No, get down to the zoo with the rest of the monkeys. Hello? Mrs. Hall? Is Alfie there? Oh. Oh, I see. Oh, what a nuisance. No, it's all right. Goodbye. Oh, that's torn it. Jimmy, would you do me a favor?
What?
Alfie's gone to see his pal, Tommy White, to get his motorbike fixed. Would you take a message round to him for me?
Who? Me? Your cheeky brother? The delinquent who wants a good hiding?
Oh, all right. Will you go for me?
Sorry, Susan, dear, but I'm just going to the chimp's tea party. With all the other monkeys.
All right, I apologize for what I said. Now, will you go?
You'll have to ask me nicer than that.
Oh, please, Jimmy, will you go this errand for me?
That's better.
You'll go then?
No. Why can't you go?
Because I just washed my hair, it's wet.
Well, come outside and I'll hang you on the clothesline.
Give you such a smack in a minute.
Oh, you two at it again.
I wanted to phone Alfie urgently, and he kept talking to Ozzy about the pictures tonight.
If he doesn't behave, he won't go to the pictures.
Oh, Mom, you promised to take me.
I know what I said, but I can always change my mind.
It's my own fault. I should have got it in writing.
Oh, I'm going upstairs. Alfie will probably call.
Any more trouble and I won't take you. I'm not all that keen on going as it is.
Oh, Mammy, it's smashing. James Bond has to catch the crooks before they pinch all the gold. And he throws an electric fire in the bath when one of them's sailing his rubber duck. And another gets squashed flat when the giant press squeezes his car into a block.
Charming. How did you get to know all this?
I heard it on Listen with Mother.
You'll just have...
Bless you. Is something the matter?
Oh, it's just a bit of a cold. I've had it for a couple of days now. What's the time?
According to my tummy, it's dinner time.
Yes, well, go upstairs and wash your hands.
Right, Mum.
If I was Susan's in the bathroom, don't annoy her.
I won't say a word, Mum. I'll just fill the bath, shove her in, and plug in me granddad's electric razor.
You behave yourself. James Bond, indeed. The things I'll let myself in for. Father, I'll be all right. I'll take some more aspirin.
Oh, your eyes are running, Pat. And your coat's getting worse now. Off you go to bed. I'll fill your hot water bottle.
But I've got things to do. Cooking and shopping. And I'm taking Howard Jimmy to the pictures tonight.
Oh, no, you're not. Sitting in a drafty bus, queuing up in the cold. You're getting pneumonia.
Oh, I suppose you're right. Oh, but our Jimmy's going to be very disappointed if I don't take him.
Well, that'll just be too bad. And your health comes before his pleasure. Now you're going to stay indoors.
Oh. I've washed my hands, Mum. Hello, Grandad.
Oh, Jim.
Hey, Grandad. I've just been telling our Susan about James Bond's car in the picture tonight. Oh, what a car. It's got knives in the wheels, makes its own smoke screen, and there's a big spring under the passenger seat.
Aye. No, just
a
minute,
Jimmy. It's what fighter pilots have. An injection seat.
Jimmy, it's your granddad talking.
James Bond gets his enemy in the seat and presses a button, and his enemy shoots so high, you have to see him for the second half to see him come down again.
Jimmy, no, listen to me. Your mother's not going to the pictures.
What? Oh, but, Mum, if you're worried about being frightened, I'll tell you when to shut your eyes.
Jim, it's not that. It's just that I've got a cold. I'm not really well enough to go.
Oh, what a shame. Still, I can tell you all about it when I get home, and I'll bring you a chalk ice back if you give me enough money.
Look, son, it's an A picture. And you're too young to go on your own. You have to be over 16.
Oh, I see. Well, Grandad, I'll do you a big favor. You can take me.
No, I'm going out tonight.
Oh, well, Susan can take me.
She's going out with Alfie.
Oh, heck.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, but you won't be able to go.
Oh, well, that's it then. I'll just have to stop at home.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. Now, don't get upset.
Who's upset? It's only a daft picture. I bet all the crews are old cowards anyway.
No, Jimmy.
It won't worry me how many of them James Bond sees up. I don't care if he's chasing after him in his smashing car and they capture him and he's bound and gagged and outnumbered 10-1. Then he'll break the chains, kick three of them in the ribs, chuck two of them through the window, shoot the boss. And I'll be at home filling up water bottles.
Oh, now, Jimmy, son. No, you're not a wee baby now. And you don't want your mother to be ill now, do you?
Of course I don't. But why can't you take me? There'll be still some beer left at the Rose and Crown tomorrow.
He's not going to the Rose and Crown. He's going to the old-time dancing tonight.
You know what? I've seen that on the telly. When the women do the old-fashioned waltz, the dresses all spin out.
Well?
If you do that in your kilt, you'll be arrested.
Does anybody mind if I go to bed?
Off you go, Pat, and I'll make you a hot drink, and we'll get the doctor.
Oh, I don't need a doctor. I'm not that ill.
I'm not taking any chances. Now off you go.
But what about the lunch?
Susan can make the lunch.
In that case, we'll all need the doctor.
Right, then I'm going. Oh, yeah, I do feel a bit sick.
Now, right, Jim. The number's on the pad, and you phone Dr. Jackson. And I'll be in the kitchen.
Right, Grandad. I'm fed up. No James Bond. And I've got to eat our Susan's lunch. The way she cooks, I think she's the one who's licensed to kill. Where's that phone number? Let me see. Off license, betting shop, ground track, vicar. Vicar? What's he doing with that lot? Oh, here we are. Dr. Jackson, Central 5634. Oh, heck, what's this? Hello.
Hello, is that you, Jimmy?
Who's that? You sound just like that twit Alfie Hall.
That's who I am. I want to speak to Susan.
You can't. She's upstairs, and I've got to phone the doctor.
The doctor? Is something the matter with Susan?
Yes, it's her face.
What's wrong with it?
It keeps stopping all the clocks.
Oh, dear, that sounds particularly... Hey, I'll pump you when I come round there. Listen, tell Susan I didn't call this morning because of my bike.
Yes, well, get off the line. This is urgent.
Wait a minute. I'll be round this afternoon. I'm a Tommy White. He's fixing me broom spindle.
Oh, is he a doctor?
No.
Oh, he's a vet.
Yes. Will you give over? No, he's a mechanic. I'm at his house. Now, listen.
There's somebody at the door. Come on, come in. It's Mrs. Butterworth from next door. Hang on.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Mrs. Butterworth. Come in.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy. I've just brought you these half dozen Eccles cakes I've made for you. Right, put them down there. I'll eat them later. Oh, you do like your little joke.
Yes, and I like my Eccles cakes as well.
Excuse me. Hello, Alfie.
Hello. Did you get what I said?
Is it Mum, Dad, in?
Yeah, I'm a Tommy White.
Yes, he's in the kitchen.
No, he's not. He's in the tool shed.
Oh, shut up and get off the line.
Hey, now listen, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yes, Grandad.
I'm not your Grandad. I'm Alfie Hall.
Sinclair?
Jimmy, did you... Oh, hello, Mrs. Butterworth. Did you get through, Jimmy?
Well, just let me explain what happened.
Here, give me the phone.
But, Grandad...
Now, give it to me. Hello?
Okay, now, listen here, sweet. You're asking for a glove cloud.
What?
You're telling me to get off the line when I speak to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up to your boy?
That's not Dr. Jackson.
No, not your doctor at all. I'll think. I'm getting Susan's clock mended. No, you see, it's stopped and I can't ride it. My bike, so I won't be around till this afternoon. And I'm sorry I said sweet, but I thought it was your Jimmy. Goodbye, Mrs. Sinclair.
Oh, he gets balmier every day.
Oh, was that the doctor?
Yeah, Zulu Alfie, the witch doctor.
You see, Grandad, he phoned before I could ring the doctor.
Oh, I see. Mr. Sinclair didn't realise who he was talking to. Oh, that can be very embarrassing, you know. I once rang one of the assistants in the ladies' underwear shop and I got through to the vicar by mistake. And what do you think I said? I said...
Jimmy, have you got a pencil?
Yes, Grandad. I'll write it down as soon as she says it.
Are you the one in slips and panties? And a deep voice replied, no, madam, I'm trying on my new surplus.
Hey, what did you want the doctor for?
His patch. He's in bed in a surplus. A cold with a...
Oh, dear, I am sorry. Broth.
Eh?
Hot broth. That's what she wants. I'll make her come and bring it round. How about you, Peter? Do you fancy a bit of hot broth?
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Right, you come round on your own. You can have all the hot broth you want.
Just excuse me while I go up and see Pat. And now, don't forget the doctor, Jim.
No, I won't, Grandad. See in the broth queue?
Well, I must get to the shops. I'm making some buns and I want some of them glassy cherries.
Before you go, what are you doing tonight?
Not much, unfortunately. Still, you never know, I might have a handsome young burglar.
Why don't you go and see that James Bond picture, Goldfinger? I'll take it if you like.
Oh, not on your life, Jim. If there's one thing I can't stand at the pictures, it's shooting and violence. I once went to see that sort of film on my own. It got me so scared, I just prayed for the end to come and the lights to go up.
Why didn't you leave before the finish?
I couldn't find my shoes.
Alfie phoned me while you were having your second helping of apple pie.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was lovely pie you made.
Mother made it last night.
Oh, did she? Oh, well, it was nearly as good as the one you made last week.
You what? You told Mrs. Butterworth that my pastry was so heavy the gas stove had gone bow-legged.
I was only joking. I thought this morning how lucky Alfie would be if he married you. A smashing cook and pretty with it, too.
What's all this in aid of?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking how nice you look with your new hairstyle.
This is the new hairstyle I wore last Saturday. And when I walked in, you said, what is it, Grandad, a sheepdog or one of the Rolling Stones?
It's just a joke.
Well, it wasn't funny.
I don't know. Grandad had a good laugh behind your back.
Now, don't start being rude again.
I'm not, Susan. I told my mum, I said, when our Susan goes on the telly, they'll...
Me? On the telly?
Well, Katie Boyle can't last forever.
How much do you want to borrow?
Oh, don't be like that. I don't want any money. I just like you, that's all.
Do you mean that?
Of course.
You're the one who doesn't like me. And I'm your brother. You should like your own brother.
Well, I do like you, really. It's just that you're so annoying sometimes.
I know. You used to like me when we were going to school. I used to grab your pigtails and gallop you all the way.
Yes, I had to take you everywhere with me.
Well, not everywhere. Your mum says we should go out together sometimes now. I mean, you are my sister.
We should, I suppose. Yes, I'll think of somewhere to take you.
I've already thought. You can take me to see Goldfinger tonight.
I can't do that. I told you before. I'm going to the club with Alfie.
You said you'd take me out and I want to see Goldfinger.
Now, don't start shouting. I can't go with you. You'll have to get someone else to take you.
If I could get anybody else, do you think I'd be asking me rotten sister?
So, that's it. All that rubbish about Katie Boyle can't last forever when I get on the telly.
You still might get on. Old man Steptoe can't last forever either.
Oh, shut up. I ought to have more sense than to argue with an infant.
I thought I had her going there.
Oh, come in, Alfie.
Ooh, how you like your new hairstyle?
But don't you start. Go in the room. I'll nip upstairs and put on my other dress and comb my hair.
You are. I'm sorry. I mean, what did I say wrong to? Oh, she's gone.
Come in here, Alfie, me old pal.
Right, Jim. Hey, well, what's up with Susan?
Oh, don't ask me. One minute she's all nice, then for no reason she suddenly loses her temper. Just because I said she ought to go out.
But I'm going to the club with me. She is. Don't she want to go?
Well, me mum's ill, you see,
Susan wants to stay and look after her.
Does she? You think that's it?
Well, it must be. I mean, it's only natural, isn't it?
Oh, you mean Susan wants to look after me mum, but she thinks you might be upset if she says she can't go to the club. That's what you're saying.
But yes, you're upset. She's upset about me.
Is she? Well, I suppose you're right.
Well, of course I'm right about what?
Look, Alfie, the best thing is to tell Susan you don't want to go to the club. Say you have to stay at home. Then she won't be upset.
Yes, that's a good idea, I think. But just a minute.
Oh, it's very nice of you to think of me mum like that, Alfie.
Not at all. Your mum's a very nice... I wasn't thinking of your mum. But, I mean, I didn't say... What did I say?
You were going to say goodbye, weren't you?
Oh, yes, sir, then. But wait a minute, I haven't seen Susan yet.
That's all right. I'll tell her for you.
Oh, no, I'll tell her.
All right, you go out with Susan, then. I can look after me mum, me poor sick mum. I mean, if I can't manage, I can always get out from somewhere. I hope.
No. I don't want you to stay in.
Oh, you want to leave me mum on her own? Well, I'm not doing it. You're just being selfish, aren't you?
Yes, I'm sorry. But no, I mean... Oh, I don't know. Look, I'd better go home then.
Good lad, Alfie. I'll tell Susan.
Right, I'm off.
Just a minute, Alfie. I don't like to think of you sitting at home miserable. Look, Susan's here to look after me, Mum, so you go out and enjoy yourself.
What?
I'll meet you outside the Majestic at 6 o'clock. I'll take you to see Goldfinger.
Goldfinger?
Yeah, James Bond. It'll be smashing. I've heard about it. All fighting and shooting. And there's a bloke who can cut your head off with a bowler hat.
Do what?
A bowler hat. He can sling it and cut your head off.
Are you still talking about that film?
Oh, heck. Alfie's just going. Say ta-ra to Susan, Alfie.
Ta-ra, Susan. I hope your mum's better soon. I'll see you outside the Majestic bedroom tonight.
Alfie, come here. You're not seeing him anywhere tonight. You're going to the club with me.
Alfie doesn't want to go to the rotten club, do you?
No, I don't want to go to the rotten club. I mean... Jim said that you wanted
He's
to stay here.
He's just trying to find a mug to take him out.
I had one if you kept your big mouth shut. Well, I've tried the doctor, the policeman, and the vicar, so this is the last hope. Higginbottoms. What was it me granddad called it? Oh, yes. Dartmoor without balls.
Yes? Oh, it's you, is it?
Hello, Warder. Mr. Higginbottom.
Well, what mischief are you up to?
You will have your little joke. I've come to do Ozzy a good turn.
Do us all a good turn. Emigrate.
You are a funny... aren't you?
I'm a funny what?
I'm not sure. I mean, comic, you know, happy, yeah. Cheerful.
Yeah. Look, if you've got something to say, say it. But before you do, the answer's no. Now, what is it?
Has Ozzy had a wash yet?
No, what do you mean?
No, I mean, is he ready to come out? I want to take him for a walk.
A walk?
Yes, have you got his lead?
How about you?
I thought you liked jokes. No, I mean a walk to the sweet shop and then I want to take him to the pictures.
He's going to the pictures with me.
Oh, is he? That's a coincidence. I wanted to take him to see the James Bond picture.
That's where I'm taking him.
Well, would you believe it? I'll tell you what, why don't we all go together?
Because we're going on our own. Don't pretend you don't know. Ozzy told me you were going with your mother.
Well, I was, but she's sick.
Oh, sick of you, I should think.
No, she's got a cold, so she can't take me.
Oh, so I was the second choice, was I?
No, you were the ninth. nicest.
Why doesn't your grandfather take you?
He's going to the old-time dancing.
Oh, and he sent you around here to spoil my night.
No, that was my idea. What do you mean, spoil it?
Did he give you any money?
No, I hadn't.
I see. And I'm going to take you and pay for you, eh?
Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom. What time shall I come back?
About 1973.
Right. What?
Take you? I'd sooner take the ragman's donkey.
Oh, that's different, Mr. Higginbottom. I didn't know you were taking a friend.
That is nice.
I was just coming down to make some tea.
Well, I thought I'd save you the trouble, Grandad. There's your cup.
Thanks, Anne. Yeah, I'm sorry about the picture tonight, Jimmy.
Oh, yes. Jim, I feel terrible about letting you down.
Oh, that's all right, Mum. Can't be helped. I know my Grandad would have taken me if he hadn't got to go dancing.
Oh, that's true enough. But I can't change my plans now.
Oh, I know that, Grandad.
With Mrs. Butterworth on the phone.
What, morning from next door?
No, from the hairdresser's. She said she'll be round in half an hour.
What's she coming to see me again for?
Oh, it's not you. She's coming to go with Grandad to the old time dancing.
Oh, oh, that's a nice surprise.
She's what? Over my dead body. I'm not spending the evening listening to that chatterbox.
Well, she's coming for you. But that's why she's been to have her hair done.
Oh, well, she can get it undone, because she's not coming with me.
Father, you'll have to take her. I mean, well, you can't insult her.
I can try.
Yeah. Tell her what you told the referee on Saturday.
That's enough from you.
I did my best to keep it a secret from her when she was here before.
She's a very nice woman, even if she does go on a bit. I know it's awkward, but there's nothing you can do.
Oh, yes, there is. I won't go to the dance.
But, Father, she'll know you're not going because of her.
Not if he promised to go somewhere else. And he couldn't break his promise.
Promise to go where?
To take me to see James Bond.
I don't want any of that stuff.
Oh, well, I'll have to eat them. You have my tub. banana, the flavor of the month.
I don't eat ice cream, as you know very well.
All right, I'll force it down. Shall I get you something else?
Not likely. I'm nearly broke as it is. 7 and 6 for a seat. This James Bond fella, he better be good.
Oh, he's smashing. He has a car with a machine gun in the front. And when he presses a button...
Do you mind? I've paid 7 and 6 for each of us to see the film, not to hear you talking about it.
Sorry, Grandad. Hey, lovely up here in the circle, isn't it? I'm glad it was full downstairs. There's still a few seats left up here, though.
I should think so at these prices.
Oh, it'll be worth it, Grandad. And anyway, it's better than doing the shake with Jolly Florrie Butterworth.
Oh, well, that's true enough. At least I've got away from that walking gramophone record.
Oh, heck, Grandad, here comes the top of the pops.
Excuse me, please. Can I get through to Miss
Rex? Oh, no, this is too much. Is there no escape?
Not unless you jump down to the stalls. Isn't it lucky the light's still being on? I might have missed you.
Lucky for who?
Pardon? He said it's lucky for you. We didn't see you, we saw you. The pitch is going to start, I think.
I thought you were going to the dance, Florrie. I heard something about it.
Oh, I was. But when Pat said you'd have to take Jimmy to the pictures, I changed my mind. I mean, it was no use going out dancing on my own, was it?
Well, I suppose.
And I didn't want you to think that I'd refused you.
Refuse me?
I think the picture's going to start. Take these nuts, Grandad.
I don't want them.
Shove them in her mouth. To Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, be quiet. Well, what were you saying, Florrie, about refusing me?
I thought you were frightened of these films, Mrs. Butterworth, fighting and shooting.
Oh, I am when I'm on my own, but not when I'm sitting next to a big, strong man.
Oh, heck.
I often went to them with my late husband, Peter.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and if I got scared, I used to grab his hand. I suppose you'd call me a silly girl.
I don't think that's what he'd call you. I mean, he wouldn't say that, would you, Grandad?
Keep quiet. Florrie, I don't understand why you came to a film you're scared of when you're obviously so keen on dancing. And having your hair done and all that.
Oh, I'm not very keen, really.
Right, the film's going to start, I hope.
No, I wouldn't have thought of the dance until Jimmy said you were going and you hadn't a partner.
What?
Have some chocolate, Grandad.
So you told Mrs. Butterworth, did you?
Oh, well, would you like a lick of me ice lolly? It'll cool you down, I mean...
You keep it for later.
Oh, you like this picture, Grandad. Honest, James Bond wins in the end, but there's a baddie who keeps knocking him down and throwing him about and...
I'll watch it with interest. And when we get home, we'll try a few throws ourselves. You be James Bond and I'll be the baddie.
Yes, and for once, the baddie's going to win. Why didn't I stop at home and watch Dixon of Dock Green?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke's mother, Danny Ross's Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Tony Melody and Molly Sugden. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I managed to get to bed before my granddad got away from Mrs. Butterworth, and this morning he'd cooled down. He said he'd enjoyed the picture after all, thought it was smashing. It makes you think, you know, because Mrs. Butterworth grabbed his hand 5 times and he didn't say anything. And the last time was after the national anthem.